Figure 9 shows severe weather outlook charts and contains two panels. The panel on the left was issued 4-3 of 98 and was valid from 12Z on the 3rd until 12Z on the 4th. The panel on the right was issued 4-4 of 98 and was valid from 12Z on the 4th until 12Z on the 5th. The Severe Weather Outlook chart is used primarily for advanced planning. It provides a 24-hour severe weather outlook for possible thunderstorm activity. Severe weather outlook charts depict areas forecast to have thunderstorms. The left panel covers the first 24-hour period beginning at 12Z, and the second panel covers the following day beginning at 12Z and is an outlook for the possibility of severe thunderstorm activity. The single hatched area indicates possible or probable severe thunderstorms. The line with an arrowhead delineates an area of probable general thunderstorm activity. When you face in the direction of the arrow, activity is expected to the right of the line. Risk areas are based on the expected number of severe thunderstorm reports per geographical unit and forecaster confidence. Thunderstorms which are non-severe are also referred to as general or general thunderstorms. General thunderstorms are outlined but have no label on the map. Figure 12 is observed winds aloft for 34,000 feet and is dated 6/20/1983. The chart has three areas with arrows labeled A, B, and C. Arrow A is in Indiana, and it points to a line which is located just below and slightly to the left of the number minus 47. The line extends to the southwest with a number 3 located at the end of the line. That number 3 represents 230 degrees, or southwest. The line contains 3 full barbs and 1 half barb. 3 full barbs indicating 10 knots each, and 1 half barb indicating 5 knots equals 35 knots. The approximate wind direction and velocity of Area A, the vicinity of Charlie Victor Gulf, at 34,000 feet, would be 230 degrees at 35 knots, or southwest at 35 knots. Arrow B is located in the vicinity of Boise, or Bravo, Oscar, India. What is the approximate wind direction and velocity at Boise? Arrow B points to a station which has a line extending to the southwest with a number 5 at the end, indicating 250 degrees. A pennant indicates 50 knots, 4 full barbs at 10 knots each, plus 1 half barb at 5 knots, plus the pennant indicates 95 knots. So the approximate wind direction and velocity at Boise is 250 degrees, 95 knots. Arrow C is located in Oregon. It points to a station which has a line that extends to the northwest with a number 9 at the end, indicating 290 degrees. A pennant equals 50 knots. So what is the approximate wind direction and velocity at 34,000 feet, indicated by arrow C? 290 degrees, 50 knots. Figure 13 represents a section of a typical microburst. The figure has representations of aircraft located in various positions within the microburst. The strongest downdraft occurs at point 3, directly in the center of the microburst. However, because of the combination of downdraft and tailwind, position 4 has a more negative effect on performance than the combination of a downdraft and a headwind, such as at position 2. Therefore, the most severe downdraft would occur at positions 3 and 4. The aircraft at position 1 is in the outflow, initially experiencing a headwind with little or no downdraft, which results in a temporary performance increase. So when penetrating a microburst, the airplane, which will experience an increase in performance without a change in pitch or power, would be aircraft number 1. The effect of the microburst encounter upon the aircraft in position 4 would be a strong tailwind. Also, the aircraft in position 4 is affected by a performance decrease with a tailwind and a downdraft. At position 4, the aircraft experiences a severe performance decrease. The wind contours indicate a strong downdraft and increasing tailwind, which may cause the aircraft to sink toward ground impact.